All right, so today we're diving deep into Sidecar.
Sidecar.
Yeah, this cocktail bar in New Delhi.
In New Delhi.
That's been making waves, not just in India, but like globally.
Globally, yeah, they're ranked pretty high.
Oh, like number 26 in the world's 50 best bars?
Wow, in 2022.
And number 14 in Asia's 50 best bars in that same year.
Yeah, and I think they even got a highest climber award too in Asia.
So clearly they're doing something right.
For sure. It makes you wonder what their secret is.
Well, they opened back in 2018.
Okay.
You can find them like on the first floor above an HDFC bank.
Interesting, an HDFC bank.
Yeah, in GK2 New Delhi.
Okay, so not exactly where you'd expect like a world-renowned bar.
Right, exactly. And that's what we're going to figure out today.
Yeah, like how did they become so successful so quickly?
Well, one thing that stands out is that they're constantly innovating.
Okay, how so?
Their current menu is called Sidecar Going Places.
Sidecar going places.
And get this, it's their fifth signature menu in 6 years.
Wow, that's a new menu almost every year.
Pretty much. Yeah, so they're not afraid to experiment and keep things fresh.
That's got to keep things interesting for their customers.
Definitely. And probably for the bartenders too.
Keeps them on their toes.
Yeah, exactly. So this Sidecar Going Places menu,
Yeah.
it's a collection of 12 cocktails, each one inspired by a different place around the world.
Oh, like a cocktail travelogue.
Exactly. And it's even presented like a comic book.
Oh,
Yeah,
fun.
you've got Yum CHA for Hong Kong, Batik for Malaysia,
I see.
Buonasera for Italy, Ceylon for Sri Lanka.
Okay, a real mix of places.
Yeah, and gets a cheeky bevy for the UK Emirati for Dubai,
Dubai.
Howdy from Texas, Kapi Time representing India,
Nice.
Kandapur for Nepal, KVRKO for Korea.
QPR kit. That's a fun name.
It is. And then tapas for Spain and tuco for Bangkok.
Wow, that's quite a journey.
And it's not just the names that are interesting. The
Yeah.
ingredients and the techniques they use are super creative.
Like what?
We'll take the Batik, for example.
Yeah.
It uses lacto pineapple, kefir lemongrass.
Lacto pineapple. So that means they're using lacto fermentation.
Exactly. A technique that adds a really unique tangy flavor.
Interesting.
Then there's the Buonasera, which features pesto washed Bombay Sapphire Premier Cru.
Pesto washed gin.
Yeah, so they basically infuse the gin with pesto before distilling it.
Huh. That's got to add some interesting herbal notes.
For sure. And then you've got the Ceylon, which combines miso coconut coffee liqueur with truffle.
Wow, that's a lot going on.
Right. Like they're not afraid to mix savory and sweet and really push the boundaries of what a cocktail can be.
Yeah, and using techniques like fat washing, like with that capy
Oh, yeah.
RKR.
That one uses pork fat washed Dewar's 12-year-old,
Really, pork fat.
along with seaweed amaro and spinach Campari.
So, like umami flavors in a cocktail.
Exactly.
That's wild.
And there are so many other unique creations like the Head Adoy with corn and cheese infused Grey Goose.
Corn and cheese infused Grey Goose.
Yep, and Kapi Time with Subco coffee infused Paul John Nirvana.
Okay, I'm sensing a trend here with the infusions.
Definitely, they're really into that.
Yeah, very innovative.
And the Two Pabies even uses carbonated coconut water in its La Tomatina mix.
Okay, so they're playing with textures too.
For sure. And then there's the TUK, which uses sous vide yellow curry, Patron Reposado.
Sous vide, that's usually for cooking food.
I know, right? But they use it to extract all those complex flavors from the curry.
That's so cool.
And lastly, the YMCHA includes green tea infused Johnnie Walker Blonde with a white chocolate wash.
So, like a creamy element too.
Yeah, they're really hitting all the senses.
It sounds like it.
And beyond the drinks themselves, the bar's ambiance is just as unique.
How
Well,
so?
they have three different levels, each with its own vibe.
Okay.
The first floor is a cafe-style reading room with bookshelves and comfy chairs.
A reading room in a bar.
I know, right? It's unexpected, but it creates this really chill atmosphere.
That's kind of cool, actually, like a place to relax and have a conversation.
Exactly. And then the second floor is the main bar, which has a long wooden counter and kind of a mountain tea shop aesthetic. Yeah. And then there's an al fresco level with lots of greenery and murals.
Wow, so they really thought about the design.
Yeah. And it all comes together to create this cozy, yet trendy and classy atmosphere.
You can definitely see that on their Instagram at Sidecar India. So
Exactly.
they're paying attention to the whole experience.
Absolutely. And they even call themselves a bartender's bar.
Bartender's bar. What does that mean?
It basically means they're super dedicated to the craft of cocktail making.
Okay.
They make all their own bitters, syrups, grogs, tinctures.
Wow, from scratch.
Yeah, and they're always training and developing their bartenders.
So it's like a commitment to quality.
Exactly. And you can see that in their past menus too, like Dear Delhi.
Dear Delhi.
Yeah, it was like a love letter to the city.
Oh, that's sweet.
And then there was Arc, which explored the essence of time.
Time.
Yeah, really interesting stuff.
It sounds like it.
And all this attention to detail has earned them some serious recognition.
Besides the world's and Asia's best bars lists.
Yeah, they were number 18 in Asia's 50 best bars in 2023.
Wow, still going strong.
And back in 2021, Drink Magazine Asia called them currently India's best bar.
That's high praise.
It is, and they don't just focus on the drinks. They also have bar food.
Oh, like what?
They're known for their bartender's special fried rice.
Okay, interesting.
And they have weekly live music pub quizzes, guest shifts.
So they're keeping things lively.
Yeah, and they're big on sustainability, too.
Oh, in what ways?
They use seasonal and local ingredients, steel straws, repurposed bottles.
That's great to hear.
Yeah, they're really trying to do things right.
So it sounds like Sidecar's success comes from a combination of factors.
Yeah, like their innovative cocktails, their unique atmosphere, their dedication to the craft, their commitment to sustainability.
Really a holistic experience.
Exactly. And it makes you wonder how one bar can bring together so many different global influences and cutting-edge techniques.
It really makes you think about what goes into creating a truly memorable experience.
Right? Like, it's not just about the drinks. It's about the whole package.
The atmosphere, the service, the attention to detail, the story.
And Sidecar seems to have mastered it all.
It definitely seems that way.
So cheers to that.
Cheers.